Welcome, guys. It's 6 minutes going past the hour of 10 here. Nigerian for 99.3. Great music right here. I love that jam. I don't know if I love it because of who sang it or I love it because of who produced it. Great music anyway.
I think I have an idea.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Man, I don't know what to say, if I'm good or not, but I thank God it's Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not so sure how I'm feeling. I don't know if I'm super excited or just excited or not so excited. I'm not sure.
Mixed
feelings. A lot of things going through my head, my mind, having to be a mom, having to be a career mom.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough. It's really tough. And sometimes I'm just like, ah, goodness, is this what my mom went through? It's tough.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's really tough. I never, never, ever, ever thought that it was going to be this way. You know, it's, like I said, yeah, mixed feelings. It's this joy of motherhood, but also comes with its own pain.
Yeah. It's I mean, the sacrifices.
Yeah, the sacrifices, the sleepless nights, the pain, the, I don't know, you just hoping that your child does not fall sick. And even when your child falls sick, you're all over the place emotionally. You are tensed up. You are,
yeah.
You know, when your child is unable to even speak as to how he is feeling,
mm-hmm.
You only have an idea that, you know, something is going wrong with him, but you don't know the magnitude, you know, of how he's feeling, you know. So it's a tough place. It's really a tough place, but we'll scale through.
Yes, indeed. Do you feel a bit better saying this?
Yeah, because I'm hoping that I'm not the only one who feels this way.
Yeah.
I know there are a lot of mothers who are also in this, new moms like me, who are experiencing this for the first time. And yeah, you're not alone.
You are not alone.
You're not alone. I'm also experiencing it. So yeah, we'll be fine.
Yes, indeed. I can only imagine, you know, even though I'm there with you every day, but I can only imagine what exactly it feels like, you know, it's especially being a new mom.
Yeah, you know, I've been hearing weaning, right? You know, when child moves completely to eating solid food and stop breastfeeding.
Mm.
As, you know, simple as that sounds, it's one of the toughest experiences I think I have experienced in my entire life. It's really tough. Me seeing my child, I'm just looking at him and I feel so pity for him that, you know, he's crying for this stuff and I cannot give it to him.
Yeah.
And I can see that he's missing it. I can see that, you know, he needs it, but he has to grow up, like I said the other day. Mm. And on my part, it's so painful. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It is painful. The headaches, the vein swelling, it is painful, right? But, you know, we're here. We got to do the job. And of course, I'm sure that eventually he's going to be fine.
I know that for sure. I know for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Lagos, Nigeria, what a way to start this beautiful day. We of course, I'm excited.
The but song, it's Friday, yeah.
It's a Friday. It's Friday. The song talked about, it's titled Friday Feeling, Fireboy, of course, produced by Reedy Makulayon.
Like, you know what that means.
Okay,
like,
I don't know, man. Did he ever tell you what it meant?
No.
He never told you, or you don't want to share with us?
No, he hasn't told me.
Okay, but Reedy, that's Fields, Mr. Producer. And I think for many years, he was one of those underrated guys who had been doing a lot, had a lot of hits for one of the king of the streets, talking about Olamide and a host of other guys.
Yeah.
You know? It took the millionaire song or billionaire song for people to really realize, and many other hits to say, ah, this guy is really, really good like that. I mean, he's been good from day one.
So, he's a superstar.
Yeah.
He's a superstar. He's always been a superstar.
I mean, you know that for sure.
Yeah.
But 10 minutes past 10 is a good time to start and bring the feel of Lagos to the fore. And also be excited about life, that is a Friday.
That's right.
The songwriter said you don't need a reason. Mm. You don't need a reason to start a party on a Friday.
Mm.
Because there are millions of reasons already.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is the fact that you have survived yet another week in the pandemic.
Don't leave me.
Aye, aye, aye.
Great.
I say
stuff.
That every day. You probably I must have heard that more times from me than anybody else. You know, we say that all the time. You survive yet another week in the pandemic. Because we keep forgetting that we're still in the pandemic, that we're dealing with that.
That's right.
Now, it's not just a health challenge. When you talk about COVID and its effect, it's not just a health challenge. It's beyond that. Mm-hmm. Its effects on our businesses, on our lives, our lifestyle, and everything we do, man, it's not about to just, you know, fizzle away like that. We have to deal with it every day. So if you survive yet another week in the pandemic, man, it's a big deal.
Congratulations to you.
You can do a party, man. You can start a party on Friday.
That's right.
So we're celebrating you for that.
Mm-hmm.
We're also bringing a less serious conversation, if you like.
I want to say also, there's something about today's weather.
Uh-huh.
Am I the only one feeling it, or you're also feeling it also out there?
The weather is like nearly to fall.
To rain. Yeah, it's quite cool.
It's almost raining. It looks like it's almost raining.
It's not so tense. It's quite cool. So we're also, we do this every day on What's Up Lagos. We get to feel your pulse every morning.
Yep.
So today, we just want to know also, how are you feeling the weather?
That's a big question.
Also, tell us what's going on around you this morning.
While
we also share what today's topic is about. It's more or less a continuation of yesterday or a follow-up of what we discussed yesterday, because it came up while we were having the conversation yesterday. So if you did not tune in yesterday, you missed quite a lot.
Yeah, you did.
But we're going to do a follow-up, and we're hoping that you will catch up what we had yesterday.
And just in case you missed out, you could get to listen to your favorite shows back again on the Nigeria Info FM app or on the website, nigeriainfo.fm. Mm-hmm. It's that easy. You can just go there, search for the Techers. Specifically, you get to listen to our madness on radio. Okay, today we'll give out a number to take the calls, right?
Yeah, we want to know how you're doing this morning. Scream What's Up Lagos, and we are usually always ready to scream right back at you. Cheers to life.
Yes, cheers to life. Talking of that, you can also join the Cheers to Life challenge, or not challenge, or exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Take a picture of you. You know, chasing to water, a glass of water is okay. It's just the life, all right? And water is life, if you know what it means. Yes, whatever. Or your favorite drink. Your favorite drink. The drink you like. But let it be non-alcoholic, obviously. I know some people will say call it... Now you have either one. But whatever it is, you remember on radio. So we recommend a glass of water. You cheers to life. If you have someone with you, you guys just cheers to life, celebrating life. And take a picture of that. If you can do a selfie, share with us, tag us.
Yes.
Comment and complain about us. Just make sure you are interacting with us on social media.
We would love to hear from you. Also, I want to give a special shout out to the person who means the world to me. This person is an amazing human being. Most times I just ask, what would my life be if I wasn't with this person? So yesterday, I had this eye-opening, uplifting conversation with my husband. And, you know,
in the middle of so many things.
So many things at the same time. So I've been, what decision to make, right? So many things to do, which to do first. And, And yesterday, it felt like God was talking to me through my husband. And it just gave me clarity instantly. And I'm like, God, this can only be you talking through my husband. And, you know, I'm really grateful. I said this yesterday. I was still saying it today. Like, thank you for allowing God to use you to talk to me. He was talking to me yesterday, and goose pimples were just all over his body. And he was telling me, I don't know if I'm the one talking to you, but everything I'm saying now, please take it seriously. And, you know, I felt blessed. I really felt blessed.
That keeps me speechless right now. I know you've appreciated me a number of times, but... I mean, you do that 100 times for me. You pretty much do that every day. So it's an opportunity to just, for God to say, you know what, pay back. This babe has tried for you. No payback. Tell us something that would change.
Yeah, it really,
I'm happy
really changed,
that it was life changing.
Changed my mindset, changed my life. It was an eye opening session we both had yesterday. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Gracias. And guys, what is it you want to talk about? She just told you about her yesterday. Is there anything worthy of note in your lungu, your neighborhood, your life that you want to share? It's okay. We allow that. And if there is... yes, I already said that. The numbers to call. Let's get into the numbers straight up, right?
Yeah, 0700-993-993-993. And if you are a woman, to call 01465-7190. Our WhatsApp numbers?
And 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. We are super streaming back on Facebook and YouTube, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay! So if you missed our faces, we are right back in your faces.
Like, whoa.
Like, yo.
We're here. again.
That's right.
And to our super fans and those who have not rested, like, they're pretty much saying we should. I hope someone does not go and start a church. Please be careful.
So interesting. It's interesting how somebody saw, was it, months ago, and this man said, I can feel it in my spirit. I'm going to open a church very soon. You will have a ministry very soon, a very big ministry. I said, okay.
He also said something. He said it's not about you, even if you like it or not. I've seen it and I know. I was like, Ogbeni. Ministry call. Ministerial platform.
Anyways, okay.
We might be laughing at this, but you never know that we don't even know if I've even started the ministry already as we speak right now.
Which ministry is
that? But that's just to say that the love has been what's the word, man? I know to go to school.
Overwhelming,
unquantifiable.
Yeah.
That one is English. Please check it. Is that English?
Jesus Comfort. Lord.
Unquantifiable is English. I'm African, man.
Like, I know.
The first language I was taught with is Bakuri.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Do you know Bakuri?
No, sir.
Do you know Unungmanambirara
Lembene? Hanzonzo. Hey, Hanzonzo. We're learning. We'll get there.
Anyways, guys, before you say, who are these two clowns? It's a Friday. We just want you to forget about your worries and have fun. Chill out. What's happening? Like, let me ask you this common question. Are you kidding us?
No. Don't say that.
I did not say that.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Some people might find that offensive.
That's true. Apologies, guys. I didn't mean to say that. But I'm trying to say, the problems in the world right now that we're having, is it your fault? So why on earth should you allow the challenges?
Stress you.
It shouldn't, man. You need to live and breathe and enjoy.
The phone lines have been buzzing, actually, so people want to talk to us.
Yep. And comments on Facebook and YouTube. We can't wait to take your comments and see your beautiful face.
Oh, see our beautiful faces. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, la la. Good morning. Can you hear us? Who's on the line? Okay, I'm not sure that person was ready to talk to us. Let's try another.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Water. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Chess alive.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
We're doing great.
Baba, Ayelo.
We double hail you. Which of your guys?
First time caller.
Wow. Welcome.
You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Making my day moving Sulele and Kulele.
I love that. Thank you. Quite happy. Love.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Mm. Wow. He said bye. The end?
Yeah, he just called to say hi and thank you for making my day go coolerly.
Oh, 700-993-993-993. Phone lines jamming like Bob Marley.
Hello.
What's up, Otto?
What's up?
Otonu.
Lagos Otonu.
Prof.
Good morning, Chris.
That thing you do yesterday, not try them today.
What I do?
I go and light you.
I'm the lighter here, please. Nobody can light me.
Because of my sister, Andrea, I will not do that.
No, me, I
light
you.
What did he do?
He light me, I light you back.
What did he
Andrea,
do?
Andrea, my sister, you can't believe.
What?
Throughout yesterday, I called from beginning to the end of the show. Not that my line didn't connect. The thing was ringing. I said, okay, I want to protest. That I will not call Colin Stecker. But I cannot. Who am I? Say I will not call you guys.
Edward Chris.
Andre,
yeah.
You know there's this saying in my place. They say, I feel money long way.
Okay.
What's the meaning?
Good product. Mm. You don't need to market it.
Mm.
So, Prof, like what you were saying,
yeah.
That ministry of a thing, you can't tell, oh. And I always tell you, please, hammer that in. My wife, say my husband, Andre. At the end of your discussion, my husband, because people think they're not acting when they act, too.
Actually,
people are not acting. You are real.
Someone called me and said, and I was asking Collins, are you serious? I don't understand why. Is it you don't believe it or?
They don't believe that this type of thing can happen in this part of the world, or no?
Chai.
So that's why I keep on having Andre always say Collins, my husband.
Okay.
Please come on, I'm going.
Okay.
Chris.
People, no, Prof, quicker. I want to ask of Andrew Yibo.
Okay. Andrew Yibo, it's been a long time I heard from her.
Andrew Yibo and Chino, the caller of the year last year.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not hearing from them. What happened?
No, she used to call from time to time. I mean,
make a call now, please.
Thank you. I mean, and you know the thing, we have multiple platforms to contribute. Calling is not the only one. And, you know, people could be contributing on Facebook and other platforms.
No, that is Nigeria Info for you. That is what I keep on saying. It's our own, you know, you asked me the other day when I talk about my senator.
Yeah.
It's our own republic.
Okay.
You know how we do our things. Thank
All
you.
All right.
Thank you so much, Chris, for calling. Ade Goke. Ade Goke.
All right. Ade Goke is calling from Lekki. Hi. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes!
Yes!
Yes, alive!
Yes, so I do to Mark Collins and Andrea.
Good morning, Eric. Okay, how are you this morning?
The most powerful media couple.
Oshé.
In town. I hear thee.
We double hear you. Let's talk.
I tell you. I want to first say thank you to Nigeria Info listeners out there. I'm so grateful to them. If you see as the troop enter my inbox, they send me birthday wishes. I'm telling you, prayers and all that. I really appreciate them so much. And like I told Collins, I don't know if I get fans plenty. I don't.
You're blown.
I tell you.
Millions.
Yeah, so I tell you, a lot of people are really listening to Nigeria Info. I'm telling you the truth. Yeah. Far and wide. You know, you guys may not know it, but we know it with our listeners. You get. I'm so grateful for life. It's a chest to life.
Chest to life.
Still alive, yes. So it's my new year, so my birthday is still on. So
yeah.
Shout out to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And happy birthday to Uncle Jimmy, too.
Yes, today is his birthday.
Right.
That's right.
My birthday month.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
So congratulations to him. Sir Chris, I greet you, sir. My appointed, is the one that
appointed you, senator. Yeah. Thanks so much for calling.
You,
appreciate
everyone. Thank you so much. Guys.
God bless you, Adegoke. Okay, enjoy your new year. Well, his birthday was yesterday. Was it yesterday? Was it the day before? Well, this week, I remember. Well, more messages on Facebook. A lot of them coming in. I can't wait to go there because they have missed our Facebook people. And the first is coming from Onyeka Chooks Achu. Well done, guys. You guys are awesome. Keep it up. Cheers. Ayuba Abdulkarimi said, I'm watching you guys from Abuja.
Shout out to you.
Ayuba Abdulkarim, once more, shout out to you. Princess AKZ Okuli. Andrea, my name is Princess. I chatted you up on Instagram.
Will check.
Okay, she's going to check.
I will check.
You now come here to ask. Like, you didn't do that.
But it's good that she did. At least I would go back and check it. I rarely even check my.
I can give you left hand.
I'm so sorry.
No, I mean, the person who sent the message, I'll give you left hand, not you.
Sorry.
Anyways, you can drop your comments on Facebook. We're live on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I guess people are already commenting on our topic. And it's time for us to let that in.
Yes.
It'll be a follow-up from yesterday.
It is a follow-up from yesterday because you specifically asked that question. Mm. And it became a conversation even after, you know, the show, off the mic. You know, people went back and forth as to, okay, all right, does this make any sense? So Curtis asked a question yesterday. He said, is marriage an achievement?
Is marriage an achievement?
Yeah, so yesterday's conversation was centered around singles, the pressure that is placed by the society and family on single folks to get married. You know, there's a huge pressure. And then the question went, all right, so is marriage actually an achievement?
Big question. We'd like to hear from you, Lagos, when we come back after the break.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back. What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
Well, for a moment, I almost forgot that we're on a radio show. That break went on and on and on and on. But you know, like Uncle Jimmy, whose birthday is today, would always say, that's the lifeline. You know, the adverts bring the ginger.
That's right.
You know, and all that. Well, definitely, we're back on the conversation. We have to pick it from where we left it. Before we went on that break, we told you that we're bringing our follow-up and our main talk today, which is in the form of a question. And, of course, Andrea laid the foundation before we went on that break. Now it's time to let you in so we can start taking your calls this beautiful Friday.
That's right. The question is marriage an achievement?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So yesterday's conversation was centered around singles, how that there's this huge pressure from the society and family members, especially parents, you know, putting pressure on the children to get married. There's also a little, I wouldn't say a little bit, a lot of stigmatization when it comes to you being single, right? Mm. Now, a question calling through yesterday was that, I mean, is marriage an achievement? Some people are of the opinion that yes, it is an achievement, while some people are of the opinion that it's not an achievement.
Wow.
So what side of the divide do you fall? Are you saying that marriage is an achievement? And if you are saying, yes, it is an achievement, I want to hear from you, or we want to hear from you. I mean, what are your reasons? Why would you say it is an achievement? And if it's not, tell us why it's not an achievement.
Yeah, so that's a question for you. Do you consider marriage an achievement or not? And bring your points forward.
That's right.
That's how.
Let's talk about it. Let's discuss.
It's a Friday. And at the same time, don't forget to celebrate the fact that you have survived another week in the pandemic.
That's right.
Cheers to life. Take cheers a picture of life. You cheersing to life. And share with us on our socials. @NigeriaInfoFM. Hashtag What's Up Lego. Hashtag Take a Dimeji. Hashtag Cheers to Life. Hashtag Share the Rice.
For real.
Hashtag everything. Does Nigeria pay you for getting married? We chase misplaced priorities in Nigeria. Who marriage help? Marriage is only meant for those who with jobs and the means of income. The economy is terribly bad.
Oh,
and
wow.
Jerry Ikenachuku sent that message on Facebook. Also on Facebook, we have a message from Tony Ohi Omon. He says, I so much love you guys. What you said, Collins. Okay, no, let me open it. Kilo D, open. He says, I so much love what you said about your husband as vice. Wow. That's someone who commented.
Yeah, what I said earlier.
Yes. He says, I wish spouses find it much easier to discuss issues within themselves or among themselves. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. Some spouses would rather go and gist to somebody out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they know. Alright, that's a conversation for another day. Another one here, Godwin Ikechukwu Oyo says, Collins, is that really your sister? Wow, I love her. Her voice, she's pretty. I must have
I must have snatched her. If
You would have snatched her if... Okay, I love the energy. You guys are so amazing. Sister Ko, Sister Ni, she's my wife, please. All right, Abdul Ghaffar Badmore says, because we have lost moral values, girls sleep with guys whenever they want. Guys change girlfriends like they are changing diapers. And you wonder where the prompt to get married will come from. It's not a pressure, but a wake-up call. Wow. Wow, this person is saying that because of the lifestyle of young people these days, there is need for us to put that pressure, a wake-up call for people to get married.
We talked about this yesterday, didn't we? The fact that, I mean, people can be wayward and what have you, but, you know, marriage will not change the person to becoming a better person, you know. I don't know who brought that mindset idea.
Okay, so it's a wake-up call. Let's get to the calls now.
That's right. 0700-993-993-993. Do tell us, is marriage an achievement? We want to hear from you this morning. We also have WhatsApp messages right here.
Getting married. Kayode to online. Hello, Kayode. Are you online?
Hello, what's up, Lego?
What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Kayode calling from Chevron. Let me.
Oh, great to have you. Have you.
This is my first time calling for WhatsApp, and I'm listening to your program.
Wow.
Welcome. It's great to hear your voice.
I love your program too much. You make us to at least to throw away all the hustling in Lagos, and when we listen to you, we are very happy. I'm very happy. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Thank you so much.
Concerning the topic, marriage is an achievement. Yeah. For me, I say totally that marriage is an achievement.
Okay.
It's an achievement.
It's an achievement.
Okay.
When you marry, you know you belong to somebody.
Okay.
Before I marry, I can go to my house anytime I like.
Mm.
I don't even think I have anybody.
Okay.
But when I marry, I know I belong to somebody. She will call me, where are you? I will call her, where are you? So it's an achievement for me. Mm. And eventually when I have two sons, you know, I know anytime I will call them, my boy, how are you? They will, I want to listen to daddy. So for me, it's an achievement.
Okay. All right.
Is that he belongs to somebody?
Yeah, I think he's talking about the joy of the fact that he has someone who cares for him and who he cares for.
Okay.
And he can look into the eyes of his children and, you know, still have that inner joy.
And so he considers that an achievement.
Yeah.
Okay. So is marriage an achievement? Do you consider marriage an achievement? Big question.
Hello?
What's up, Lego?
Oh, my God. What is happening here?
Chester Life.
My big Mike presenter. And the beautiful wife.
Yeah.
Andy.
Yeah.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, sir.
How was the night?
Very well. Very well. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All glory be to God for seeing today. Uncle Jimmy, happy birthday to you.
Yes.
Long life and prosperity.
Amen.
That's right.
And so the topic of the day. My name is Bobby. I'm calling presently from Pangrove.
Oh, okay. Great to have you, Bobby.
Let's talk.
Now, so the topic of the day.
Mm-hmm.
If to me, marriage is a big achievement.
Mm. Okay.
A big certificate in a person that knows the meaning of marriage.
Okay.
If I want to say marriage, I will look at you guys. You have your differences.
Yeah.
But since the day I've been looking, I've been hearing Andrea and you, Collins, on radio, I've been seeing that marriage is a big achievement. You guys are the best example I can say. Aside my mom and my dad, you guys are the next example I can say marriage is a big achievement for me. Myself and my wife, we are happy listening to you guys.
Wow.
Kilo Shaleko!
Kilo Shaleko! Benny, never settling. Oh my God.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I mean, that's huge.
That's very heavy.
I did tell you. We're still a learner.
We're all learners. Everybody, nobody knows it all. If we know it all, Nigeria will not be where it is right now.
I did tell you.
Because
we're still learning, though.
Everyone is a learner.
That's right.
And we appreciate you when you make these comments.
Yeah.
And trust me, there's no... I know some people should be thinking, are they acting? There's nothing like that, man. This is our everyday life, trust me. It's our everyday experience. Pretty much looks like we're presenting the show every day, even off the show. So
yeah.
We have the conversations that we do have normally every day on our lives.
Yeah.
And we bring them to the fore. And we are happy that these conversations are blessing people and they're finding a reason to breathe and live again. And we do appreciate that for sure.
That's right.
We're streaming live on Facebook. The messages on Facebook. I don't know if my lady has got some messages on WhatsApp.
Absolutely.
Or could I go to New York City where we have a DJ Sotan sending a message from New York.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, Lagos from New York City? He says, for me, marriage is a big achievement. Living is way cheaper.
Being married.
Okay. Love you, the techies. We love you too. Like, we mean every word of that expression. Abodurin Adesonya Payne says, the corruptness, I don't know if that was a word, but in our current generation, with influx, westernized life, make it look like people are under pressure. Marriage is a beautiful thing when you're married to your best friend. So I would like to take that as a response to mean that marriage is an achievement if you get the right person.
Yeah.
Because
there's usually that
those who are divorced right now, this question is no to them straight
up.
They might not say no.
No. Like, that's actually the part where you said if you
get the right person. Uh-huh.
It is. For a moment there, I lost my thought.
It happens. It happens sometimes. The part where I say getting the right person, is it a criteria, something you should consider?
It is. In fact, it is.
Uh-huh.
It is the most important thing to consider. Mm-hmm. Now the question will now be, so how can you find the right person? How would you know that this person is right for you? At the end of the day, right, just like the person said, having to find the right partner and being with the right person determines how your marriage would go eventually. And just like you said, for people who haven't exactly found marriage to be, a beautiful place, you know, or a beautiful thing, they wouldn't say that marriage is an achievement. Or people who have been either finding it hard to settle or finding it hard to find a person who they want to be with, I'm not sure that they would say it is an achievement. Most of the time, there's usually, I would call it self-denial kind of thing. Everybody wants to be with a person they love. Everybody wants to feel love, have love, share love, right? You might say, okay, being married is not the only way you can share love and be love, right? But you cannot say that you haven't thought of the idea of being with someone for the rest of your life, for the person who you love, who you can do all sort of things with, the person who you can be with and you can be so vulnerable with, the person who you can be vulnerable with and will not judge you for
that's
it,
right.
The person who you can be a child again when you're in the presence of the person, when you're with the person. You get what I'm trying to say? You can tell me you haven't thought about it.
That's right.
It would definitely come once in a while, you know. So, I mean, it just goes to say that marriage is I don't know. I don't want to go.
You don't want to go into your
yeah.
Anyways,
I really don't want to go.
But guys, don't forget, it's like a follow up on yesterday's conversation, right? Which was the pressure on singles to get married.
Yeah.
Do you think that the consideration of marriage being an achievement is one of the reasons people are pressured. It's just like making it in life. There's so many pressures that come with young people.
That's right.
You know, people when you're in your 20s, in their pressure to start making it, to put be on track, to know what you're doing. You're in your 30s, you start thinking about our business. I need some businesses. Mm-hmm. When will I have my own business? Do you have that kind of pressure and all that? Is marriage being an achievement and a milestone one of the reasons people, or considered as an achievement or a milestone, one of the reasons people get pressured to get married? So the question remains, is marriage getting married, or do you consider getting married an achievement?
I really like the part you mentioned. Anyway, I'll come back to it. I like the way you mentioned that. The fact that people get pressured to get married. Is it because we have
considered
marriage an achievement? And so the pressure is there because it is an achievement.
Mm-hmm.
And because you don't want to call it an achievement, because people call it an achievement because it has been considered to be an achievement. That's why people pressure people to get married.
I mean, society feels that your status changes when you get married. They consider you different. They treat you differently. Is he married? No wonder. You know, statements like that.
So another question is, should it be an achievement?
That's all the questions we're asking today. I mean, we need to go on a break. Very certainly so. When we come back, we continue with this and ask the questions and you try to answer, as we have a lot of comments already. This is Family Talk on What's Up Lagos, Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3, Nigeria Info. Happy Friday.
All right. Okay, so moving straight to the conversation, right?
Yep.
Okay, and we're still asking the question, is marriage an achievement?
Uh-huh.
We have a series of WhatsApp messages, people saying it is, and why some people are saying it isn't. Mm-hmm. I remember that we mentioned that you should also share with us what your reasons are. If you're saying that it is not an achievement, why is it not an achievement? And if you're saying it is an achievement, do tell us why. And trust me, your opinions are respected, or would be respected.
Wow, somebody sent me a message here. He said, should not mention his name, and I won't. So listening to you guys make me sad. Why? I don't understand why now. Okay, so my darling wife left me for another man in the U.S. after 3 children. We used to have, he said, used to have a program like this on NT in Makurdi, and we were married, counselors, and I know I read this one.
How dare you?
I know this one.
Oh my goodness.
I understand what the pain is. It's normal, but you know, like we say, challenges.
Thank you.
Challenges. What is it?
I love you so much.
What is it?
You won't get it. We're after the show, you won't understand.
Okay. Hello, if I give a left hand. Anyways, but see, challenges will not change. There will always be challenges in life. Mm-hmm. There will always be sad moments in life.
Wow.
And well, many things cause people to be sad. But you don't allow that. That's a principle. Maybe that's just the extra you should have added.
It's more like a principle. It's more like a reminder, I think.
Yep.
Like he said, watching us, right? Mm-hmm. It's a reminder that he used to do something like this.
I know. And then it just made him feel sad, like, baby, this could have been us.
Mm.
I know a lot of people have that feeling.
That's right.
Everyone is normal. Human beings do have it. But you know, how you manage them is what matters. You know, you don't allow that to weigh you down. What's up, Lagos? Shout out to the techers. Marriage is an achievement. There are a lot of values and maturity marriage brings to our daily life and work environment. When you have the right spouse, he says, when the wrong spouse emerges, it could be hell. He says, marriage shapes each of the spouses well, and there are some position in an organization you cannot ascertain if you are not married. Please put that in comma. They believe that marriage will make you make an informed decision. Wow.
Larry's from Lekki.
Larry's from sending the message on Lekki. Guys, do you think that? Because some organizations take that. You can't put... that one is a small boy now. It's a small boy. It's a small girl now. You can't put... You need somebody who's a married person. But that's wrong. I feel that's wrong, Sha. Because not every married person has sense. Not every married person necessarily is smarter or is more mature. Maturity has nothing to do with marriage or age. I say that with my...
I don't know where the making some kind of decision in the workplace has to do with the fact that you're married. I don't know where that connects, but when it comes to some kind of experience and some kind of mindset that you have, it's a different mindset when you are single and a different mindset when you are married. Something changes in the way you see life. Something changes with the way you perceive things. So maybe that's what he's trying to say, that that comes to fore in, also in the workplace. But I'm still trying to connect the both.
The dots, because only research can tell us that.
That's right.
Well, Franklin Obina says, marriage is beautiful and a great achievement, especially when you marry the right person. It brings out the very best of you and your worst. Now, he adds that, I missed out. The messages are canceling themselves, like kicking themselves off. All right.
There's where your courage...
Okay, go ahead, please.
Okay, he says, there's where your courage and preparation as a human are tested. It redefines and shakes up your...
Entire being
as a human being. It's also... brings your loyalty and discipline into ultimate test, and finally, it creates a sense of responsibility on both parties involved and married and happy.
You did. Okay, great. So I think this question is married on achievement. There are two people, categories of people that should answer the question. Those who are married now.
Yeah.
Which I love it. A lot of people who are married are saying the same.
Yeah.
But how about those who are singles? Because that's where the main question is.
Yeah.
As a single, just like you look forward to having a job someday, look forward to having your dream job. When you look forward to having your dream man or woman, do you look forward to it as an achievement? Like, where when I get married, it'll be one of the milestones. I would like to hear. Because that in itself also could be one of the reasons.
People are under pressure.
Earlier. So as a single, do you consider marriage as an achievement when you get married? Would you look at that as an achievement? No, we'll have some messages on WhatsApp, certainly.
And that's right, we do. Oluwa Shewon from Agoiwe says, what's up, Lagos and Techers? The way the world looks at you at a certain age, if you are not married... no be here. But for me, I think having a good marriage is an achievement.
Okay.
All right. Okay, let's go. Clifford from Ikotun Lagos says, for me, marriage is an achievement. One, it makes you responsible to another human you can call your own. And it makes people respect you, be it a man or a woman. Okay. Marriage is sacrifice, and understanding your partner is a key to lasting marriage life.
That's true.
Okay. So, Reverend Additional Ayo Toyimbo says, marriage should be an achievement because it's a way of making up a synergy. It could build up a setback if it's established on a pedestal. However, it's never a must for everyone. All right, OC says, what's up, Lagos? Bros Collins, if not for my lovely kids, marriage no be achievement. This thing nearly bobbed my hair. If I have my way, I would declare answers for anything called marriage. I say, Collins, you are fortunate.
But I think this man, there's
an undertone to what he's saying.
Yeah.
Right? Should I take the message again so you can understand the undertone of what he's saying?
Yeah, I get it.
Do you understand the undertone?
I understand it.
All right. I think that's why he's saying that. All right. So let's move on. Peter Uzoegbu says, good morning, the Techers. It's Teke, T-E-K-E, not Keke. All right. Let's get that straight. He says, what's up, Lagos? To me, marriage is an achievement. I'm a first time. You people are nice. Oh.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Moving on, this person, no name, just says straight up, marriage is not an achievement. Staying married is an achievement. Okay, so he's saying marriage in itself is not the achievement now, but staying married, that's where the achievement is.
Well, different strokes for different folks, like we say, just like we expected. More messages.
Francis from Ojoa says, what's up, Collins? Good morning, Andrea. See, Nigerians are just too much and would naturally not mind their business until you put them in a plastic where they belong. Marriage is not an achievement, because one can attain so much more even without getting married. You can have kids and be a better parent with marriage. You can be successful in your job and life without marriage, without the marriage title. And most relationships work better without the legal marriage certificate attached to it. Oprah Winfrey and her partner. Getting married, one needs to be emotionally, financially, and psychologically ready, and also having a kid. All right. Thank you so much for that. Godwin Kamaja says, marriage is not an achievement, but commitment in raising a family is an achievement. Okay, moving on. I want to see this person here says, what's up, Lagos? My name is Sam Sunshine. Mr. Collins and Andrea, just want to appreciate you both. Andrea, you too much. About the topic of today, to me, marriage is an achievement. Now, you guys are just saying marriage is an achievement. We want to see reasons. Why?
Okay, maybe the next caller will tell us. Hey.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Eunice.
Hi, Eunice. Good to have you on the show.
Okay. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Welcome.
Okay. So, to the topic of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Marriage, in a sense, is an achievement.
Okay.
Because when two people get married, they begin a family. And the family is the oldest institution on earth.
Yeah.
And it plays a vital role in human society. And as history has shown, strong families have helped to make strong societies.
That's right.
And the family is the best arrangement for bringing up children to be mature adults. If families are happy, it becomes a haven of safety and security where children can express their feelings to their parents. And fathers and mothers are excited when their children chatter and tell them about what happened at school, especially during the evening when they are relaxing, spending time together. And this helps everyone to be prepared for another day. Not quite long, Andrea expressed her appreciation for how you have helped her, encourage her. That's one of the benefits of the family. And it helps her to keep on going. Imagine when she faces a situation or any problem and she has no one to talk to. How do you think that she will get the strength to continue moving on despite challenges? So marriage is a beautiful thing when you are married to the right person, but especially even there are challenges, applying Bible principles can help couples to move on. Even in traditional society, if one is not married, he is not considered a responsible member of the society. When there are matters or issues to discuss, if you contribute, the next person you will hear, like in my village and from other states, then they intend to be precise. They will ask, is he married? He say no. If that is in a meeting or when there are serious issues to discuss in a community, once they say he's not married, the next thing you will hear, give him one shot of ogogoro so that he will go out, so that people who are mature can talk. You can imagine that. And once anything he says will not be taken seriously, because he's not married.
All right.
So, getting married is like walking in an institution established by God himself.
All right.
And when we apply his principle, as found in the Bible, as I believe, which the Bible says that God is the originator of marriage. He is the person to whom every family on earth owes its name. So when you get married, you are working in an institution established by God. And when you follow his rules and regulations, even the most difficult or most challenging problems in marriage can be solved.
All right.
You're an achievement.
All right, thank you so much. I mean, she took
what
us.
What a submission.
I'm telling you, like, she took us on a very.
She gave us, you say, what are the reasons?
She now gave a good foundation.
I think the resonating one is the fact that she said that it is the oldest institution that exists. And it, of course, we talked about how that the marriage is the smallest and the largest unit in our society. And how that getting married I mean, the family, sorry. The family, yes. Absolutely. So getting married is a step to starting a family.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you are building an institution.
Yeah.
And so that makes it an achievement.
Yeah.
She also, and the fact that it's established, okay?
Yeah. She also mentioned that strong families bring about strong society, right? Mm-hmm. So it means that, I mean, this first step to building a strong family, which would eventually become a strong society, starts from being married.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I mean, I'm trying to say that's what she said.
That's what she said.
Okay.
Another call, or you have messages? I can see the messages. Hello, who goes there?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Yes.
Chester Life.
Chester Life. Yay.
Coming to
eat rice. Very soon.
Okay, happy birthday in advance.
Thank you.
We are talking about marriage.
Yes.
Is it an achievement?
Yes, it's an achievement.
Why?
You see, my parents, we are the best couple on the world.
Hmm.
But they have gone now.
Okay.
Because they were early, they married early. We are 11.
11, okay.
11.
Wow.
That my father produced.
Mm.
And all while I was with them, I never see the quarrel one day.
Mm.
Does that mean they don't see quarrel? Because they understand their sex. They know each other problem. When they want to do something, we just say they will just signal. We no go know anything. She understands.
Mm-hmm.
So they were living happily. Even my father died, my mother could not cope. After 3 years, went off.
Hmm.
See, then, if you want to give his children out, he will say, my daughter, you are leaving us now. You are going to another school.
Hmm.
School of marriage. You have to learn, cope with new families. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You be aware, Satan is here. Where there is happiness, Satan always throws stones.
Mm.
Not that you know it all, that God will guide you. That is his prayer.
Mm.
For that devil, that rural devil that is running about, he don't like where happiness is happening. He said every time happens, he will say, he will be sad, see you happy. You have to pray against that Satan, not to trust to.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. I mean, I don't know. There's something fascinating.
What's
about.
What's up, Lego?
What's up?
What's up to do?
Just alive.
Just alive.
Yes, indeed. Happy Friday, man. Who's on the line?
Oh, yeah. Boy. 0700-993-993-993. We also want to hear from the singles.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Andrea.
What's up?
Hello, you there? Okay, we try to fix that. Anyway, on WhatsApp, on Facebook, comments, you know, people are responding to their own comments. Like, people are fighting. but let me take a few comments here.
Okay.
Bro Blessed says, to me, marriage is an achievement only if you get to marry the right person.
Okay.
And can help you in every area of your life. I'm Bro Blessed from Aja. Thank you so much. Alan Taylor Augusta says, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Marriage is an achievement because it was ordained by God, and it is an achievement when there is understanding between the both partners. Okay. Tina are sending that message. Of course, her name is Tina, actually. Tina from Ogwa.
Okay.
Okay. Chris Ola Dikupo says, marriage is an achievement because while single, you set a goal and want to get married. And when the said goal is accomplished, then it becomes an achievement.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like ticking what's on your bucket list.
All right.
And the fact that you ticked that on the bucket list, mm-hmm. you have achieved something.
Uh-huh. So it now depends on the individual. So
yeah.
Some people consider it as just an exercise.
Exactly.
And some people consider it as an achievement because it's on their list. I'm going to get married.
Yeah, and eventually got married. See, I also wanted to say something, right? It still comes down to what you understand by achievement. What does achievement mean to you? What does it mean to you?
Uh-huh. All right, Chris on the line. I hope we're correct. Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. What's up, Lagos, Collins, and Andrea?
What's up? Chris,
like having a good time. I can see. This is Chris from Lakey.
Welcome, Chris.
Thank you. I actually don't subscribe to that belief that marriage is an achievement.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that we all can achieve individually without being married or being married.
Hmm.
Okay.
Coming together, two persons agreeing to be married, I don't see it as an achievement because, let's start from the religious part. I think I remember a part of the Bible where Apostle Paul said that he admonished his brethren to remain single. But if they could not deal with the temptation of the body, if they can be able to actually take care of the temptation, they can actually be like him.
Mm-hmm.
That is to say that he
and
was
not
single.
Married, yeah.
And yes, men single are not married. But if you cannot deal with it, you should get married. So I think it is a choice to get married or remain single.
Hmm.
And it is not an achievement. And I think Apostle Paul achieved so much in his life, and it's reported in the Bible, but he wasn't married.
Okay, what if you say that it wasn't part of his achievement? I mean, it wasn't part of the things that he set out to achieve. How about you look at it that way, that some people set out to achieve that, and you know, it could be that he didn't set out to achieve that.
Achieve marriage?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not looking
getting
at
married
that, like someone. I think somehow to me it's a little bit weird for someone to set up to be alive, and the only thing you set up to achieve is get married. Like, what if you?
We're not saying it's the only thing.
I mean, do you set out to achieve one thing in life, really? Anyway, thank you so much. You made your point.
Yeah.
Well, what's up, Lagos Princess from Yanagua, Bayelsa State says it is two-way thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to believe that here in Africa, marriage is seen as a huge achievement, especially for the ladies.
All right.
And that's why you see a lady who's well fulfilled and doing great for herself financially and otherwise, but is seen as unfulfilled in society because she is not married. That's another point.
That's right.
Society itself, does society consider marriage an achievement?
I think they do. I think society does. I mean, that's where the pressure starts from. You heard what he said. I mean, she could achieve other things. She could be successful. But, you know, the fact that she is not married, they don't see it as a complete sense of achievement, so to speak.
Someone does. Kenneth is trying to shake a table here. Kenneth says, marriage is more of an achievement for women than men. Women seek it more.
For real?
Ladies, is that true?
Is that true?
I think comfort, there's one point comfort will have to appear here.
Yeah.
An answer for the ladies, singles.
Yeah.
All right, you have another message?
Yes, let's go. That's right. Ajenuga Yobami from Ago Iwoye says, what's up, Lagos? I'm listening from Olabisi Onabanjo University, and he says, thank you guys for the energy. It's OOU.
Yeah, Osu before.
Information and love that you show to us. All right, shout out to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and this person is saying, to an extent, society has made it an achievement because it's a set goal. If you then can achieve any set goal, then it's an achievement that has been made.
Mm.
This is the only institution where you are awarded a certificate before you commence your lectures. And that makes it unique. This is Tosin Adebambo from Muwait. I want to take what he said again. You know, I was saying the other time that it might not be that he set out to achieve that. You know, the last call I was saying that he doesn't see that as an achievement because I mean, look at the Bible that he says, I mean, you heard his submission, right?
Mm.
So, and I asked the question, what if it was not part of the things that he wanted to, I mean, he made a decision not to achieve that particular milestone, because I mean, some people tag marriage as a milestone, right? So he did not see that as a milestone for him to achieve, and so he didn't include that.
So he cannot say because Apostle Paul
did not, then it's not an achievement. Right. So back to what Tosin is saying here. Tosin says, to a large extent, the society has made it an achievement because it's a set goal. A set goal. So some people put it as a goal, right? Now, if you then can achieve any set goal, then word on can achieve, let's, you know, take that, can achieve any set goal, then an achievement has been made. So if that marriage is a set goal and you eventually achieve that set goal, it becomes your achievement, right? So for some people, it's a set goal for them to have a successful marriage or to settle down to be with the person who they want to love and be with for the rest of your life. And they have achieved that particular goal that they set, which is marriage. Then it is an achievement for that individual.
That's right. Straightforward. The Oriomi Adenio sends a message. A marriage is an achievement if that's on Facebook, if you married a good partner. What's up, Lagos? You say you should call you Gotti from Christ Avenue.
Hi, Gotti.
Yes, Emmanuel Maduforo says, it is not. It's just successful home that is an achievement. Well, it's a great... Well, someone says it's a great achievement. That's the great mayor. So it's a great achievement, because it is an open door to greater responsibilities and more achievements. We need to take a break now, pick some bills. When we come back, we'll play some games and take more messages right here on The Family Talk. Right, Andrea?
That's right.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Family Talk still live on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 11:31. That's 29 minutes to the top of the hour. And I am Collins. I've got the amazing Andrea by my left. She's my right-hand lady right here, even though she's sitting on the left side of my corner, but it's okay.
Thank you.
So far, so good. We're asking the question, is marriage an achievement? And a lot of people have commented. Some have said, the different strokes, different folks. More questions have come up. So what do you consider an achievement? And many, 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 many more questions to be answered and contributions, too, to be read.
That's right. So on WhatsApp, Clifford from Ikoto, Lagos says, for me, marriage is an achievement. One, it makes you responsible for another human being. I think I've taken that before. Let's move on then.
All right.
Okay, so this person here says, what's up, Lagos? Here is Cheers to Life, my favorite OEP. You both will be giving me joy like Ludi. I just want to wish Uncle Jimmy Disu a resounding happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And for the topic, for me, marriage isn't an achievement. It's a thing of choice. Edozie Adien Naji says so. It says, marriage isn't an achievement because it should be a yardstick. It shouldn't be a yardstick to measure fulfillment. Okay.
All okay, right. Wow.
If I am from Ikoyi says, good morning, guys. Marriage is a treasure, and every treasure is an achievement.
Okay.
That's what he's saying. All right, let's see. This person here says, marriage is an achievement. I just got married last year, 5th December 2020. What I have is achieved in 5 months. I have never done it in my life. I never knew I was a lonely man despite my mom's love. Marriage is a wonderful thing. It's coming from Isaac.
Wow. They say love is a beautiful thing. Some people say love is wicked. Some say love is a beautiful thing. There will always be two sides of the story.
That's right. And Jeff from Saudi Arabia says, good morning, the Teke. What up, Lagos? A good marriage is an achievement in the sense of that it gives you focus and makes one responsible, but it's not a must for everyone to marry. I have to make my girlfriend listen to you guys because I wish to have a good marriage.
That's beautiful.
Okay.
Indeed. Should we go for the calls? Do you have more messages?
There are more messages.
All right, just read them. But guys, in the meantime, do not forget that you are going to play the family game. I have a head-to-head to play with you. And
Just a minute.
Sponsored by Creditville. I will be giving opportunity to you to win 10,000 naira on Just a Minute. But for the head-to-head game, if you beat me, I'll give you a gift. Okay. That's how it plays.
Okay. I'll take this and then we move on. Because, I think...
Now, I'm going to go ask Comfort a question.
He's going to be on the hot seat today.
All right.
This person's saying marriage is an achievement based on the grounds that marriage is a source of family life and family is the cell of the society.
Okay.
If this can be achieved, the society will be a better place.
All right.
Mm. And I'll take this one lastly before we move on.
Mm.
This person says, what's up, Lele?
Lagos.
Good morning, my favorite couple. My name is Goodness Francis. Happy birthday, Andrea. Oh, that will be next week.
Okay.
You can tell me happy birthday next week.
Okay.
But thank you. And she's saying, Collins, please give me the honor to give you and your wife a VIP couple massage for your birthday. As for the time, are you a masseuse? I really would not mind that. My body needs some...
Hey, you people. I didn't sell it to you. Just allow me to pass by.
I will need it. My body needs that right now. I've been having sleepless nights. Thanks and God bless. My birthday is tomorrow. I mean next week.
All right.
Let's leave it there. Okay, oh, she says... she says, as for the topic, I think marriage is an achievement with the right person. Andrea and Collins are a perfect example. I love you guys. Please consider my humble offer.
Okay.
What are you talking? It has been considered.
You got the number. Yeah, you sure skip it.
I did not.
Yeah, skip it.
No, send me a DM on Instagram.
DM.
Andrea_Teke.
Mm.
And I'll give you a quick reply.
We're not allowed to pick a number from here.
Quick reply. Benita EJ says, good morning, the Techers. Marriage can be an achievement to you if that is what you desire.
Bam.
For the guy that said marriage is an achievement to only the ladies, that is wrong, because man and woman need each other.
That's right.
If it is not an achievement to him, he should wait till when he is older and he sees his friends with their family and they would ask of his wife.
Hmm.
By then, he will know better. Collins, I love the way you make that sound. Oh, ha. Enjoy your weekend.
Benita, the oha. All right, we need to get back to the call, so we'll get to... Okay, so, hello, Comfort.
Comforty.
CD, Comfort. They're going to laugh like this. In there. How are you, by the way?
I'm fine.
These are your glasses now. It looks like it's quite expensive.
Oh. Okay.
All right, let's talk to you. What is marriage? Do you consider getting married? You are single, right?
Yes, I'm single.
You have several achievements you've put on the ground. Is marriage one of them on the list? Like things you milestones that you want to achieve? Yes or no?
No, don't make it a yes or no answer.
But it has always been a yes or no answer and reason.
Is it? Marriage. Yes. And then you give your reason.
Okay, yes, marriage is an achievement.
Okay.
If you are
to
married.
To you.
Yes, that's okay. If you are married to the right person.
Okay.
But you are not married now. So you are saying that if you get married.
It's not an achievement.
You do your wedding, no? And you know, realize later, God forbid, that is not the right person. Don't do God forbid. I've already done the God forbid. Will it cease from being an achievement?
You see, okay, when we were off air, I said something that people change, but you will feel, you will know if you're doing the right thing before you enter the marriage.
Mm.
So if I ever get married, then it has to be the right thing.
All right. So once you get the right person, thing, that means it's
because
an achievement.
It is good to have someone you can talk to, someone you can rely on, someone you can pray with.
Okay.
Come on now, look at my parents.
Okay, good. Let's
see. She said, look at her parents. Oh,
shout out to them. You want to give shout out to them?
No, they are listening.
Okay, great. Fantastic to them. She's actually... Okay. What do you call mommy and daddy girls? Oh, what do you call together?
I don't know.
The parent girl. Anyway, I'm not done with you. We're not done, Kaka. So, you say if you get married to the right person, it's an achievement.
Yeah, it's an achievement.
Does that in any way put pressure on you? Because it's an achievement.
No.
Do you feel pressured like, you know?
I'm not pressured.
Okay.
I will get married when it is my time to get married.
When you reach that time, bam.
And it passed.
And you see, say the time you said.
Mama said it won't pass.
I agree.
It
when that time reaches, when it's close to that time, would you feel any pressure?
I don't know.
Do you think that making marriage an achievement based on getting the right marriage to the right person puts some pressure on you somehow?
Yeah, not on me.
Okay.
Not on me. I've seen my friends in relationship and they're like, oh, they don't know if he's the right person.
Wow.
What's married with me? I want to just eat food.
Wow.
But people don't want to make mistakes, they're always being careful.
Yeah.
Okay.
That I think it's not like it's putting pressure on them. Mm. It just makes you like conscious that I must not make a mistake that I cannot correct, because as Christians, they tell you divorce is not an option.
Mm-hmm.
So you try to make sure whatever you want to do, you do it and you do it right. Yeah. Or don't do it at all.
Okay. Great. Well said. Similarly, Raji, hello people, please kindly help me with an... if I give a left hand there... right, this one says, take care, my people, please. No, I skipped. Please, take care, good morning. Marriage is an achievement in life, in the life of a man and a woman.
Okay.
That's what it says on Facebook. I hope I took all the mercy on Facebook.
Prince is saying that marriage is an achievement when you marry the right or good person. Mm-hmm. It says marriage is beautiful. Now, when you marry the wrong and the bad person, love is wicked.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Hello.
Hello, Andrea.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who do we have
morning,
here?
Good morning,
Colin. Good morning. Let me guess.
What's up, Lagos? My name is Molara.
Molara, yes. We thought as much. Good morning. How are you today, ma'am?
Oh, fine. Thank you.
Great.
When you bring up topics like this, I want you to always have it in mind that, like the Yoruba say, do you know what they call ilu, the drum?
Ilu. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the typical Yoruba drum that has two sides.
Yeah.
It faces one person, turns it back on the other.
Mm-hmm.
Just like two sides of a coin.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever has been successful in marriage will tell you it's an achievement.
Hmm.
Whoever has not been will tell you it's not so.
Okay.
So that's why, because I've been listening to all the responses and I just... laid on my bed and I just laugh.
So how about
it's neither an achievement on the or not.
All right.
Not. Because just like I have said, it depends on what you find there, getting there. If it's okay for you, it's an achievement. But if it's not okay for you, what do you say?
Now, what about those who are not married and they already consider marriage an achievement? Do you think they're doing something wrong?
Then they have to work towards it being an achievement.
Okay. Okay.
They have to keep their antennas alive. These days, a lot of ladies and a lot of young guys go into relationships with their eyes closed. They get into the marriage, they want to open their eyes. It's not possible.
Okay, so I want to ask, thank God you mentioned that, you said they should work towards making marriage an achievement, in the sense you mentioned that if it's good for you, it's an achievement. If it isn't, it is not an achievement. Now, would you say that the people who have chosen to remain single are not ready to work towards having marriage as an achievement? That is, making it good for them?
If you remain single and you keep remaining single, then you are not working towards it. If you are single and you are trying to look around to find Mr. Right
or Mrs.
and,
Right,
decipher Mr. Right from Mr. Left, those are the ones that should work towards making it achievable.
All right. So it has to do with the individual. If you consider it an achievement...
It's an individual thing.
Great.
It's an individual thing, because you see, when you ask this sort of question in this part of the world, you have to put into context religion. You have to put into context tradition. You have to put into context culture. It's unlike over there. You find some people get married, they are not interested in having children.
Yeah.
And they live all their lives.
Right, without children.
And yet they're happy. Meanwhile, don't try it here.
Well, but there are
2-3 years without a child. The extended family starts wahala. So a lot of things come to play.
Good play, that's right. Thank you always. It's always a delight to hear from you, Madam Omon Lara. Thank you again for calling on the show.
And, I like the fact that she mentioned it has to do with the individual. I mean, a lot of people have already mentioned that it has to do with the individual. Some people would say it is an achievement to them, while some people don't see it as an achievement.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, we need to go on a break, musical break. That will be so sweet after the next call. And then when we come back, We'll probably wrap up the comments we have and then play the games. Mm-hmm. So how would the game work? Well, I'll tell you. We'll have a minute to have a conversation for 1 minute. Of course, you answer my questions without hesitation, without yes or no, without repeating yourself, and without long pauses. All right. If you can do that, then you must have beaten me on head-to-head for 1 minute. And then there's also just a minute, which you stand a chance to win 10,000 naira if you answer as many questions as possible within the 1 minute limit. So, guys, that's what we'll come back to you with as we have fun. You also be given the opportunity to give shout out to your loved ones. It's a Friday, and I can't wait for that to happen.
That's right. Just stay with us. Okay.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Ooh la la.
Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Just alive.
Just alive. My name is Val.
Hi, Val. Good to have you here.
Yeah. What I want to say about this marriage thing is that I want to have the question I want to ask is fulfillment also an achievement? Because if you look at it, marriage, basically, if you get married to your best friend, your best father, basically getting the right marriage, getting married to the right person, you find out that you are self-fulfilled.
Okay.
And self-fulfillment or dual fulfillment is part of an achievement in life.
Okay.
So in that respect, you can say marriage is an achievement.
Okay.
But those who get married to the wrong set of persons and all that, at the end of the day, they are not self-fulfilled in marriage. So to them, it's not an achievement.
Okay.
For me, basically, I see it as an achievement because it brings about self-fulfillment. That is, if you get married to the right person. That's why you need to go through the right process and then to get everything right.
All right. Thank you. It's more like reiterating what Miss Omolara said. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, she mentioned that. I mean, if it's good for you, then it's an achievement. It's giving, and he's saying if it gives you a fulfillment, then it's an achievement for you. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Well, an achievement is simply defined as a thing done successfully
with effort.
With effort, skill, or courage.
Yeah.
So there's effort, there's skill, there's courage involved in it. You know, it's a process or the fact of achieving something.
Yeah.
That's what an achievement is, more or less. So
that means you can say marriage in itself, it's not an achievement, but the success, the skill you put in, the effort you put in to making that marriage successful
is what makes it an achievement.
Yeah.
So marriage, the act of getting married, today, does not necessarily, well, it still will go back to individual. Right? Because that's true. So, man, see, life is so individualistic.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
I'm telling you, it is so individualistic. And this is a fact that people should chew and swallow and keep with them because that would so help you to manage external pressures.
That's right.
The world is filled with a lot of external pressures make people make decisions that they don't want to necessarily have to make decisions. So people will marry people because my friend is getting married and this is how my friend's life is going. I want to do the same.
Yeah.
So people whose lifestyle and personality does not warrant that they get married, but because society is pushing them, they will want to go get married. And then you notice all that. So men, if the only thing you're going to pick from this little lips and mouth of mine is that life is very individualistic.
It is.
So make decisions for you.
That what works for one person might not necessarily work for the other.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the same applies to what we're talking about today.
Yep.
But in all, right, we mentioned that there's something I said, right? Marriage in itself, getting married, say, oh, it's at 20, I'm 25, I must get married at 25.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, my mates are getting married, I'm 30, I'm not married. You know, the marriage itself, getting married, or the act of you getting married might not necessarily be what it would could term as an achievement. But putting the efforts that entails or that is required, putting in the effort that is required, putting in the skill that is required to make that marriage a successful one is what would eventually become an achievement, so to speak. Well, anyway, I mean, that's what I would say. Mm-hmm. That's my last thoughts.
Anyways, I would really appreciate you for driving. I'm happy we drove this topic to this conclusive end because it's more or less like a follow-up of yesterday, guys. You can always go back to streams to view and listen back to some of these comments. You never know which of them will be useful to you. And for those who called in today and couldn't get through, don't worry, there'll be another day. Next week we'll be here again, of course, to have fun. Now we'll be switching gears to bring you the games and also a good song that puts you in a party mood. See, we're in Lagos. we party on the go. We have fun on the go. The pandemic does not stop us from living our best lives as Lagosians. Yeah. And we are a ginger city.
That's right.
When you come to the radio and you listen to people scream, "What's up, Lagos?" You'll be like, "Are they okay?
What are
they
screaming?
Hello, please." That's your normal life on the streets of Lagos. Sungbomi.
Everybody's.
You hear me? I've seen people with tie come out from their car, park their cars, and tie blow. In Lagos. It's not Lagos.
God. You reminded me of somebody. This man well dressed with his native blue, shiny looking Ankara.
And I was fighting conductor.
And it was as in. Oh my goodness.
That was yesterday. So it's not a good thing, but Lagos brings some madness into your life. Mm. And I think we have come to coexist with that madness and why not bring a bit of that on radio, especially in a positive way?
Yeah.
Madness, being mad is simply making a difference, guys. That's how we look at it. And it'll be nice for us to get into some music now and come back for the game.
All right.